Right now, though, I have a couple of young people that are in our studio. They are Northfielders who have been interning right here in the hometown over the course of the summertime. That is Ryan Torbenson and Kenyon Nystrom. Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for coming in. I want to, first of all, thank you and apologize. You were going to come in on Friday. Actually, you did come in on Friday, but we had the power outage, and I was way behind on our programming, so thank you so much for coming back today. You are, and let's start with you, Ryan. You are a Northfield High School graduate, is that correct? And you're going to St. Olaf now?
Yeah, I'll be a junior at St. Olaf next year. Okay. I'm studying economics with a concentration in stats and finance.
All right. So, yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I played hockey and baseball for Northfield, and now I play only baseball at St. Olaf, and I also play on the Northfield Knights in the summer for baseball, so it's been fun.
Boy, I bet. This has been, well, so far to date, the best year ever for the Knights. They have a do you guys feel like you have a pretty good shot, at a legitimate shot at winning state?
Yeah, last year was one of our first years at state for a while, so it was a good welcoming, I would say, for Northfield. So it feels like this year we have a little more experience and what it really takes this year. So we have a good team all around, so we should be able to make a good push and have a shot at winning it.
All right. We'll talk to you more in just a moment or so. Let's move it over to Kenyon, though. Kenyon, you're just getting out of high school here. You just got out of high
school. That's right. That's right.
All right. So, and they put you right to work.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was in cross country and track at Northfield. I also did the choir and the orchestra in my time there, and I'll be going to Carleton this coming fall, and I am not sure what I'll be studying, but I will be running cross country and indoor and outdoor track.
And you will be studying.
They do that is right. That's right.
Let's, guys, I want to talk to you a little bit more about what you've done over the course of the summer. We talked to last week a couple of young people who were interning at Rebound Enterprises here in town. And you guys are doing the same thing. We'll start off with Ryan. Tell us about what your role has been over the course of the summer and how that relates to who you'd like to go into.
Okay. So I shadow with Brett Reese and Jim Young for most part of the day, so I get to sit in and learn a lot of different things from them. So it's been a really good experience, and we've been doing different projects. One of the main projects that I've been working on is the Can River Civic Center. It's a big economic development in Northfield, so we're trying to, as a former hockey player, it was one of the projects I was interested in, and bringing a new ice arena and a multi-use facility to Northfield, which should be huge.
Yeah, that is really right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, it really is.
Now, have you do you play hockey or any type of club teams at St. Olaf?
I do not. Okay. Next year, I may, because St. Olaf is also getting a new arena in January, so we might have more opportunities to skate there, but I did not, because I played baseball and I didn't really want to get injured playing club hockey. So.
Yeah, and playing club hockey, they don't get the prime time. It's like 11 o'clock on Saturday night. So I don't blame you there. But the development of that, has that, have you been involved? Were you on looking and shadowing during the course of maybe the designing process? Where did you get on board with that project?
It started earlier this summer. As a former hockey player, it was something that I said really interested me. And Brett just kind of asked me to be on it and help him do different research on that and help bring a new community rank to Northfield.
So you, having used the lovely and wonderful Northfield Arena all your life, you can probably see the need.
It definitely gave me some more motivation to work on this project after. It's said to be one of the worst primary arenas in the state of Minnesota. So
we can go with nation on that one.
We can go nation.
We can go nation national on that one. Yeah. Rebound Enterprises has a lot, and I'm going to ask you the same question, Kenyon, is they do have a lot of different areas of business that they work in. The hospitality industry is most is what we see most here in Northfield because of the hotels and then now soon the restaurants. Have you been involved in that portion of it?
Yeah, Kenyon's been working on the hotels and finding potential new locations for hotels. But on Friday, I actually got my first tour of the new Marriott Fairfield right across the river. So that was cool to see, and it's really coming along well, and it should be a nice development in Northfield. It's going to be really cool.
I would think so. Let's move it over to you, Kenyon. You have been, let's tell us about the role that you've been doing. Have you been working primarily with the hotel side?
Not really. Actually, that's more of an extra project for me, which is an entire looking at all of the hotels in the Midwest in college towns and figuring out which college towns possibly need more hotels or ones that we could do well in. And so I did sort of a comprehensive list of every college town in the Midwest and sifted down to just a few options for good places for Rebound to put a hotel.
So you did find some options?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
So we might have a few coming around the Midwest. But primarily, my work is with Margaret Jacobson, who is the executive assistant to Brett Reese. And so I do the sort of the day-to-day work, like shredding and sorting receipts and typing mileages, that type of stuff.
I like it, shredding. Yeah. that's kind of intern stuff. Interns get to do a lot of shredding and things like that. Let's talk about what you would like to do in the future. You're just getting into college right now. You'd mentioned you don't know what you're going to be studying yet, but what, you know, that first year, what are you just getting a general, taking general classes, some of the requisite stuff, get it out of the way?
Yep, that's my plan. I hope to sort of see a career path that I would potentially like to follow in this coming year. But as of right now, I don't really have any ideas for what I want to do in the future.
Do you think it might be in the business realm? Or?
It certainly could.
Okay.
This has been a good experience at Rebound. I've actually worked there. This is my third year working there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been fun. I've learned a lot.
And Ryan, how about you? Do you see yourself in the business realm, or are you going in a different direction?
Most definitely. I've been always interested in the business sector, I would say, since probably middle school. So I always know I wanted to do something within business, but not really sure quite yet what I want to do, because the options are, it's pretty open right now.
Well, you're only halfway through to your bachelor degree at this point, so you've got a couple of years left at St. Olaf. Do you see pursuing a master's degree, some type of post-secondary education?
Most likely not. Maybe in the, probably later in my career, actually, but when I first graduate college, I want to find a job just with a solid company and learn as much as I can early on in my career. So
paychecks are important.
Yes.
And they're good to have. How about you? Any thoughts on that, going to past the Carleton days?
I sort of assume that I probably will pursue some sort of postgraduate degree. But as you've heard, not really sure what that's going
to
be.
We're not going to hold you to it, so that's up to you. You still have a lot of water to get under the bridge, no doubt about it. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today. And once again, we're sorry to delay that from the past. Is there anything else you'd like to pass along about your time at either Rebound or in Northfield so far?
No, it's just been a great summer learning different things.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Once again, I apologize about Friday, but thanks for coming back.
It's
been great.
Thank you very much.
That is Ryan Torbenson and Kenyon Nystrom, once again, Northfield High School graduates interning at Rebound Enterprises this summer.
It takes special skills to be a Daikin Comfort Pro. Let's listen in as he senses an old, inefficient system's imminent demise.
So costly. Tormented by an ongoing battle over the thermostat. Its days are numbered.
You got all that by waving your hand in the air in our living room?
Get to know your local Daikin Comfort Pro.
This is Andy Straits with Straits 72 Degrees, your local third-generation business. Call me at 645-4040 or straightsheating.com.
G'day mate, how you going? Come on over to the Minnesota Zoo and check out our spiffy Aussie exhibit, Kangaroo Crossing. Bring your mates and get up close and personal with the roos, wallabies and emus. Roam the